47. Invitations. Speaking and listening. Introduction.
What's this? Andrea Carpenter, Sunshine Travel. Andrea Carpenter? An invitation. This is your personal invitation. Personal? This is your personal invitation to view the new Ford Siesta Turbo. Friday the 13th of July, 6 p.m. at Central Cars, London W1. Please accept this personal invitation to view the sensational new Ford Siesta Turbo. Have a glass of champagne with us and take a look at this remarkable car. Personal invitation. Well, no thanks.
What was that?
Just an advertisement. A personal invitation. Ah, now, what's this? Hmm? It's like another invitation. Jeff Grant and Elizabeth Jones are getting married. We hope you'll be there.
What?
Joke. I'm joking.
That's not very funny, Angela.
Sorry. Actually, it doesn't say that at all. It's another advertisement. Look.
Here's an invitation you can't refuse. Your personal invitation...
Personal invitation? It says Agatha Chamberlain on the envelope.
Your personal invitation to join the Universal Book Club. Join the Universal Book Club today and accept 4 books for the price of 1. Then only 1 book every 10 minutes for the next 25 years.
What? 1 book every 10 minutes for the next 25 years?
Joke.
Oh.
Actually, it's only 1 book every month for the next 2 years.
Well, thanks. But no thanks.
Accepting invitations.
Listen.
Hello?
Hi, Anna. It's Lily.
Hi.
Are you doing anything tomorrow evening?
I doubt it.
Sorry?
Probably not. I don't think so. No, I'm not.
So you're free?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Some friends are coming to dinner. Can you come?
Yes. I'd love to. Thanks.
About 8 o'clock?
Fine. See you then. Thanks again.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Listen and repeat.
Are you doing anything tomorrow evening? Some friends are coming to dinner. Can you come?
Yes, I'd love to. Thanks.
Listen and answer.
Can you come to dinner on Friday evening?
Listen.
We're going to a reggae concert on Friday. Do you want to come?
Yes. That'd be great. What time?
8:30.
Okay.
We're going to the country on Saturday. Would you like to come?
Yes, I'd like to very much. Thanks.
We're leaving at 9.
Okay, see you then. I look forward to it.
We're going to the theatre tomorrow. Hamlet at the National. Would you like to come with us?
Yes, that would be very nice. I'd love to. Thank you.
We're meeting there at 7:30.
Okay, see you then. I'll look forward to it.
Listen and repeat.
Yes, that'd be great. Yes, that would be very nice.
Yes, I'd like to very much.
Yes, I'd love to.
I look forward to it.
Refusing invitations.
Listen.
Are you free this evening?
Why?
Perhaps you'd like to come to dinner.
Well...
7 o'clock?
Tony...
Or 7:30. 7:30's fine.
Tony?
Yes?
I'm not free this evening.
Oh.
Sorry.
That's okay. Tomorrow.
No, I'm sorry, but
You're not free tomorrow. Okay? Okay. I understand.
Good.
Monday.
Bye, Tony.
Listen and repeat.
Are you free this evening? Perhaps you'd like to come to dinner. 7 o'clock?
I'm not free this evening. I'm sorry, but I'm not free this evening.
Listen.
We're going to a reggae concert on Friday. Do you want to come?
On Friday?
Yes.
Oh, I'd like to, but I can't.
Okay.
Thanks anyway.
We're going to the country on Saturday. Would you like to come?
This Saturday?
Yes.
I'd really like to, but I can't.
Oh, that's a pity.
Yes. Thanks for asking me. Maybe another time.
Fine.
We're going to the theatre tomorrow. Hamlet at the National. Would you like to come with us?
I'd love to, but I'm afraid I can't.
Oh, well, never mind.
It was nice of you to ask me.
That's okay. Maybe another time.
Yes, that would be very nice.
Listen and repeat.
I'd like to, but I can't. Thanks anyway.
I'd really like to, but I can't. Thanks for asking me.
I'd love to, but I'm afraid I can't. It was nice of you to ask me.
Maybe another time.
Giving reasons.
Listen.
We're having a party on Saturday. Can you come?
I'd like to, but I can't. I've got to revise for my exams.
Okay.
Thanks anyway.
We're going to the mountains on Sunday. Would you like to come with us?
I'd really like to, but I can't. I'm spending the weekend with my parents.
Maybe another time.
Yes, fine.
We're going to a concert tomorrow evening. Would you like to come with us?
I'd love to, but I'm afraid I can't. I'll be working late.
Oh, well, never mind. Maybe another time.
Yes, that would be really nice.
Listen and repeat.
I've got to revise for my exams.
I'm spending the weekend with my parents.
I'll be working late.
Song.
Name the day.
Some old friends called me the other night. They said we must get together. I said that would be nice. They invited me to dinner, and I said okay. They said when can you come? I said name the day.
Sunday.
I'd love to come, but I'm busy.
Monday.
I'm busy on Monday too. I'd love to come, but I'm working.
Wednesday.
I'm working the whole day through.
Thursday.
I have an evening class.
Friday.
Sorry, I'm not free. Saturday, I always have dinner with my mother. Maybe next week.
Sunday.
I have to go to the doctor.
Monday.
I'm busy until quite late.
Tuesday.
I have to go to the dentist.
Wednesday.
I have an important date.
Thursday.
I have an evening class.
Friday.
Sorry, I'm not free. Saturday, I always have dinner with my mother. Maybe next week.
Accents of English.
This speaker is from Hong Kong. Listen.
I've been in London for 2 months now. The fact that it is a big commercial city as well as a cultural centre fascinates me. But there's the old saying that home is the best place in the world. It is true. I begin to miss my relatives and friends in Hong Kong. My mother wrote me recently and said I would miss this year's autumn festival. Yes. The thing which I won't like to miss in Hong Kong is all the Chinese festivals. These festivals are based on customs and beliefs up to 2,000 years old. The biggest festival of all, just like many countries, is the New Year Festival. Children are especially happy on this occasion. On New Year Day, they are given lucky money in red envelopes. They have plenty of food to eat and follow their parents to visit all the relatives. People also exchange presents. From New Year Day onward, for 15 days, when people meet in the street or at home, they would wish each other prosperity with the words Kong Hei Fat Choi. Although in many ways Hong Kong is a westernized place, she still keeps all the old Chinese customs.
Synopsis.
Dialogue.
Angela?
Yes?
Where's Mr. Smith?
Oh, he's out.
Oh, good.
He'll be back in about half an hour.
That's okay. I didn't want to see him.
Oh?
You know he'll be leaving us soon.
Yes, at the end of next week.
That's right. I think we should have a leaving party for him.
Yes, you're right.
He's been with Sunshine Travel for 15 years.
15 years?
Yes. Anyway, I wanted you to make some invitation cards.
Invitation cards?
Yes. He's been our computer expert, so I think we should have some computerized invitation cards.
Computerized invitation cards?
Yes, you know. In computer language. But so that everyone can understand. Not too complicated.
Ah, you mean something basic?
Sorry?
Something basic. Basic is a computer language.
Oh.
It was a joke.
Ah. Oh, I see. Very good. Anyway, you know what I mean. I'll leave it to you.
Okay.
Yes, this is very good, Angela.
Thank you.
Perfect. Data. Mr. Smith is leaving. Data. He has been with Sunshine Travel for 15 years. Data. There will be a party on Friday, July the 13th. Data. The party will be at 6 o'clock. If you are free, then come and have a glass of champagne and say goodbye. End. That's excellent.
Good.
Even I can understand it.